All right, let's get into it. Today, we're covering the top 7 key moments in the political journey of Thomas Massie. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here's what we're tackling today. 7 facts about Thomas Massie you should know cold. Massie's maverick moves manifest major moments. Fact number 1. In 2012, Thomas Massie won both a special and a general election on the same day to represent Kentucky's 4th District. Thanks to an early resignation and redistricting quirks, he got sworn in early and gained a little seniority. In simpler terms, 2 wins, 1 day, and a head start in Congress. Test question. What district does Thomas Massie represent? Correct answer. Kentucky's 4th District. Memory aid. 2 wins in 2012, Massie's career begins anew. Okay, moving forward. Fact number 2. In 2014, Politico labelled him Mr. No for his frequent dissenting votes. Here's the key point. He often opposed high consensus bills on constitutional or fiscal grounds, building a brand as a procedural stickler and spending skeptic. Test question. What nickname did Politico give Thomas Massie? Correct answer, Mr. Nubber Memory Aid. Mr. No in 2014. Dissenting is his core. All right, next up, fact number 3. From 2015 to 2026, he consistently opposed foreign interventions and sanctions, often as the lone or rare dissenting vote on measures related to Israel, China, Russia, and Ukraine. Think about it this way. A non-interventionist through line drove no votes on sanctions and symbolic condemnations he saw as mission creep. Test question. Which politician is known for opposing foreign interventions and sanctions? Correct answer, Thomas Massie. Memory aid, sanctions? No thanks, says Massie. Now, let's shift gears to fact number 4. In March 2020, he forced an in-person House quorum during the massive COVID-19 relief bill. Here's where it gets interesting. He argued the Constitution requires a quorum even in emergencies, drawing sharp criticism from leaders and praise from some constitutional purists. Test question. During which relief bill did Massie force a quorum? Correct answer. The COVID-19 relief bill. Memory aid. In 2020, quorum call, Massie stood tall. Let's move right along to fact number 5. In 2014-2015, he led major surveillance rollback efforts. A House amendment against backdoor searches passed overwhelmingly, and he introduced a bill to repeal the Patriot Act and FISA Amendments Act authorities. From a practical angle, he pushed hard to restore Fourth Amendment guardrails after the Snowden era. Test question. What act did Massie aim to repeal with his surveillance rollback efforts? Correct answer, the Patriot Act. Memory aid. Surveillance rollback, Massie's track. On to the next point, fact number 6. In 2025-2026, he co-led the successful push for the Epstein Files Transparency Act using a discharge petition. Then publicly pressed DOJ over partial releases and heavy redactions. The big idea is, he used procedure to force transparency, then kept the spotlight on compliance. Test question, what Transparency Act did Massie help pass? Correct answer, the Epstein Files Transparency Act. Memory aid, Epstein Files, Massie compiles. Right then, fact number 7, the final one. In May 2026, he lost renomination to Trump-endorsed Ed Gallrein in what became the most expensive House primary to date. Here's the key point. Clashes with Trump and AIPAC-aligned groups, paired with heavy outside spending, overcame the power of incumbency. Test question, who defeated Thomas Massie in the 2026 primary? Correct answer, Ed Gallrein. Memory aid, 2026. Gallrein ends Massie's mix. Quick recap time, let's keep it going. Recap fact number 1. Which district did Massie represent after the 2012 elections? Suckers, Correct answer, Kentucky's 4th District. Recap fact number 2. What nickname was given to Massey by Politico? Correct answer, Mr. Number recap fact. Number 3. Which politician opposed foreign interventions and sanctions consistently? Correct answer, Thomas Massey. Recap. Fact number 4. What relief bill did Massey force a quorum during? Correct answer, the COVID-19 relief bill. Recap fact number 5. Which act did Massey target with his surveillance rollback? Correct answer, the Patriot Act. Recap fact number 6. What Transparency Act did Massey help pass? Ouch. Correct answer, the Epstein Files Transparency Act. Recap fact number 7. Who defeated Massey in the 2026 primary? Correct answer, Ed Galrine. That's it for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Keep this fresh in your mind.